6, verse 3. As you're turning, I just want to read verse 3, but our scripture text is going to be in verse 11 through 16. But Judges 6 and 3 says this. It says, "And it was so, when Israel had sown, the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites, and the children of the east, even they came up against them." Something happens always after. Dropping down to verse 11. "And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under the oak," an oak, "which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joshua the Abizite." I know I'm not pronouncing all that correct. It's irrelevant for me right now. "And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, 'The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor.'" Verse 13, "And Gideon said unto him, 'O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us?'" I think that's probably been in your thoughts for quite a while. So you're not alone. Your ancestors thought this, saying, "Did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt? And now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." "And the Lord looked upon him and said, 'Go in this thy might, that thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianite.'" Have I not sent thee? That was not an answer that he was expecting. "And he said unto him, 'O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least of my father's house.' And the Lord said unto him, 'Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man.'" If you put your Bibles down, I want to talk to you on this subject on the other side of the attack. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the things that you've given us, and thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for washing away our sins in the waters of baptism. Thank you for the promises and the prophetic word that you have given this church. Thank you, O God, for the seeds that have been planted throughout the years. I want to thank you, God, for the blessings. And thank you for the struggle. I want to thank you for the battle. I want to thank you, O God, for this church, and thank you for everything that you've given us. God, my heart is full of thanks. I exalt you today, God, and I lift you up. Hallelujah. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Every time Israel started to plant, every time they sowed seed of promise, the enemy showed up. Now, Gideon is probably my most favorite character in the Bible, and to me it becomes personal as a young man coming into the church and not knowing anything about God. This was one of the stories that really has drew my attention, because I was able to relate to Gideon in every manner of his life. This is my story, and I feel like today this is most of your story. If you would pay attention to that. I feel very strongly this morning that God has given me and laid this message on my heart a week ago, and not knowing that I was to speak here today. And I felt very strong that God has allowed me to hear from Him to talk to the church of the living God. Praise God. So this is for the church. Amen. This is for you. And we need to take heed to it. This is a prophetic word of God to you. It's a confirmation. So every time Israel started to plant, every time they sowed seed of promise, the enemy showed up. The Midianites waited until the people of God began to produce. And Satan is not a person, amen, that will come alongside of us when we're not doing anything. He waits until something begins to happen in our lives. Can you say amen? Throughout the years, I would hear pastors and teachers say that, I know the devil's mad at me right now because something good is happening. We're doing something, and I know the devil's mad. And I never really paid too much attention to that. I just thought it was a time and a moment in somebody's life where things are not going well in their lives. But we have Bible for that. And today I believe that God is bringing this to our attention, not only to give us a word, but to give us an understanding of what has been happening around here for several years. Amen. So after the attack, amen, after the other side of it, something happens. So Satan waits until faith starts producing, when our prayers start stirring heaven, when we begin to fast and we begin to have a motivation and a thing called revival in our spirit. When you start sowing the seed into your future, that's when Satan begins to stir and come around. When you start expecting a revival, when you start believing again, that's when the attack begins to happen. It's the same today. The enemy does not fight you because of your past, but he fights you because of your potential. And we need to understand that here this morning. Satan did not climb up on your back, amen, because of the things that you did wrong, but Satan's climbing up on your back, amen, because you're about to do some things right, amen, because God has given you potential, amen, and Satan is trying to stop, he is trying to prevent, amen, the future of your life. Praise God. It is not a random thing. Amen. But ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, as you know, it's spiritual warfare. Amen. It's not just something that is random that has happened. It's not just an accident or something that just kind of blew your way. But Satan is trying to stop that seed from growing and a great harvest of revival. Amen. He's not concerned about your past, but he's concerned about your future. Amen. And he's trying to stop, amen, the harvest of your future. Put your hands together and say, it's not going to happen with me. So I came here today, amen, to tell you when the enemy shows up, amen, it's a sign of something that's powerful that is going to break out. And I got a sense in the spirit that there's something right now is about to break loose. You're not paying attention to the spirit. I'm saying, amen, I feel it in my spirit. It's a prophetic word that's going to you right now. Something powerful is about to break loose in the church, in the sanctuary in Bismarck, North Dakota. Something, amen, is about to happen. Oh, halabashita kayara maha. Amen. The enemy always attacks what's productive. Amen. Israel was attacked after they sowed, not during the sowing, but it was after. When you start out to do something, amen, with God and for God, when you start to correct your course, amen, in life, amen, called living for God, amen, when you lay things down, amen, that is distracting, amen, you start to produce, that's when Satan begins to show up. Oh, hallelujah. The devil does not waste his energy on barren ground. Amen. The devil doesn't show up when you are not doing anything, but he targets the field, amen, of production. Some of you are facing warfare, not because you're weak, but because you're faithful. Oh, I gotta say that again. Amen. Some of you have been getting down on yourself. Amen. And you're wondering why Satan's knocking on your door and you're thinking you did something wrong, but I got no word from God. Amen. For you, it's not because you did something wrong. It's because you've been faithful, because you've been doing some things right. We gotta have a paradigm change. Amen. And our walk with God. Amen. Every time we have warfare, we're thinking that we're doing something wrong, but we're not. We're doing it correct. You are sowing the seed. Amen. What the Spirit has asked you to do. Hell is attacking is because heaven is planting. Praise God. The reason the battle is so fierce is because your field is about to produce something powerful. So don't curse the attack. It's a confirmation you're about to reap. Amen. And to harvest. Amen. The seed, the second thing I want to bring to your attention is the seed. The seed, amen, has the power in itself. And maybe on Wednesday in my next, I have a lesson and a Bible study about the seed and the harvest. But the midnight could not steal. The midnight could steal the crop, but he could not take the seed. I'm here to tell you, the devil can take some things away from you, but he cannot take your promise. He cannot steal the seed. God will always leave a remnant in the field, something that could grow again. Now, you need to take heed and pay attention to the story, amen, of Gideon. One thing that really struck me about the story of Gideon and about Israel is when they went and planted the seed into the ground, and right when the harvest came, the enemy says, it's about time and we're going to come and to attack and take the harvest from you. Now, that would have stopped me, amen, for planting the seed next year, knowing, amen, that the devil's going to come along and steal it again. Now, I got a question for you. Where did they get the seed for the next year? God will always have a seed. He will always have a remnant. There was always something left, brother. Amen, Gabe. There was always, even though that the devil, amen, tried to take you down and take you apart, but God always leaves a remnant. Amen. There's always something there that can grow again. Amen. Sprout up again, because the devil cannot take the seed of revival. Oh, I'm preaching to you. I'm talking to you. This is what the Word of God is saying to us, the Church of the Living God. The devil may try to take you down, take your health, take your children, take your job, take your home, but it cannot take the promise. So every year, there was always something left to plant again. The seed will always remain. Amen. You may feel stripped, attacked, and empty, but the Word of God that's planted in you will rise up again. Put your hands together. Amen. And thank God for the Word. Amen. For the Word is powerful. It's strong. It's mighty. It's sharp. It can pierce. It can destroy things that should not belong there. The seed of God is powerful. Amen. It does not matter if I failed or faltered. I got the Word of God that was always going to be true, always going to be there. It will never leave me, and it will never forsake me. When I'm down, I can go to the Word. I can go to the seed. I can go to the promise. You can't destroy the seed that's been blessed of God. And I got news for you, and I want to confirm to you that God has spoken blessings over every one of you in this room. And Satan is trying to destroy the harvest of that blessing. And he's come alongside of you, come into your home, come into your workforce, come into your little life, amen, and try to prevent, amen, and steal the harvest from you. But I got news, it cannot steal the blessings of God. Once God has planted it, it cannot be destroyed. Oh, Halabashi, put your hands together and thank him. You see, Satan and the Midianites and the enemy cannot destroy the soil. The soil is meant and created by God to produce what was planted in the ground. God had created the heavens and the earth. Amen. And the earth was created to produce. Everybody say produce. It was to be productive. The only problem was when man, amen, had sinned, it interrupted some things and it placed rocks, thistles, and a lot of things in the soil along with it. Amen. To try to destroy what was to grow, but it cannot destroy the seed. The earth was created to produce. Everybody say produce. So it cannot stop the soil. The Midianites couldn't come in there and destroy the soil. It could not destroy the seed, but it came to try to take the harvest. And I'm here to tell you today, no longer is the enemy going to show up at my door and take the harvest, amen, of what was planted and the promises and the blessings of God in my home. God had promised it. So he couldn't destroy the seed, he couldn't destroy the soil, and it tried to stop the harvest. But it can't stop the blessings of God. And here's how he tries to do it. Now, I'm going to say that he cannot stop God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There is no opposite of God. Once God sets things in motion, Satan has no power or no authority to stop it. But Satan can do a few things. He can discourage it. He can discourage you. He can come alongside, amen, and try to touch and mess with your field and mess with your life, mess with your family, mess with your church, mess with your faith. He tried to strip you from your strength and the blessings that God has put in you, but he cannot take that blessing, but he can confuse you enough to where you will feel that God has not blessed you. I know I'm speaking from heaven here today. But he can discourage you. So you need to tell the devil right now, you might touch my field, but you ain't going to kill my faith. You might be messing around with my family and my physical body and even my psychological being, but you ain't. You're not going to, amen, touch my faith. See, the attack, you must understand that we need to change the way that we see the things that come against us. We must have a different outlook of what the difficulties and the attacks and all the things that we have faced throughout the years. You need to have a different view of it and quit being under the subjection of fear and doubt. And starting to believe that God has given you, amen, not a spirit of fear. So we must take a different look as Gideon took a look at what was happening in his little world, and God would try to convince him, oh, mighty man of valor. Now, Gideon could not be convinced until there was a powerful move and an influence of God's word into his life. Because as you know, Gideon says that our family is the least of them all. That nobody pays attention to my home. I'm speaking in the Holy Ghost. I feel this right now. Nobody cares about my family. I don't have the right name. I didn't come into the church the right way. Now you listen to me. I'm speaking to you. You came out of the gutter. You came out of nowhere. You came out of abuse. You came out of a situation, amen, that was troubling, and you were not made the way that you look at other people, and you sense that they had a life that was so good and my life was just such a ruin. And why would God pay attention to me? I am the least. Not only our family has no notoriety in the Christian world and in Israel, but not only that, but I am the least of my family. I am the underdog, the black sheep, the one that nobody wants. No, the one that no. Oh, this is way off my notes. Amen. Nobody calls me up. Nobody invites me to the party. Not even my brothers and sisters. They don't want nothing to do with me. That's how Gideon felt. And then God shows up. And he says, oh, and I'm going to speak a word of faith into you. And he sends an angel. And he speaks a word of faith. And he begins to call him. And Gideon says, who am I? And he's says, I am the least. And then the angel speaks a word of faith. He imparts something to him. And I'm going to do it right now. Oh, thy mighty man of valor. It's like he just breathes something into his spirit. Something just rushes into his being. Where he becomes such from a nothing to a scaredy cat to where I cannot do to where is the enemy? Come on, bring him on. It doesn't matter if I got 10,000 or 1,000 or 300. Amen. Something transitioned. Why? Because there was something that God spoke into him. I'm here to tell you today, there's an impartation. God is trying to speak something into your spirit. Oh, mighty man. Oh, mighty woman of valor. Amen. I want you to know there is an anointing on the other side of your attack. Oh, Hashitarama. So this is why we need a paradigm change. Amen. God has already spoken into your spirit. Amen. That you, amen, can do the things and the work of God in which I called you. I am not, amen, going after your past. I did not consult with your past. I am not consulting with your, amen, with your failures. Satan does that enough. Hey, what I am looking at is your potential and your future. Amen, because there's a harvest coming around the corner. So brothers and sisters, here's what we need to do. The oppression and the upright and the attack and the battles that you're facing, what it's trying to do is to prepare you for the awesome, powerful anointing of God in your life, where the devil cannot hold back or cannot, amen, stand up against you, because all of a sudden you're going to rise up and say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, that you are a mighty man and a mighty woman of valor. It still did not exempt him of having fear, But his fear turned into victory. You see, God does see the struggles that you go through. Gideon was fearful. He was uncertain. And he was broken. And that's where God wanted him. So don't take your attack and the battle that you're facing and the fight that you're fighting and thinking that you're weak, that you're unworthy, that you did something wrong. What God is trying to tell you here today through the story of Gideon, I got you right where I want you, oh mighty man of valor. So your attack, the battles that you face, is preparing you for the great harvest and is about to come because it's on the other side. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him, and the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. God raised up Gideon in the middle of his battle. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Right in the middle of the most fierce battle, God raised him up. The oppression became the occasion for revival. Sometimes God allows the attack so you will step into your calling. The shaking brings a stirring in your spirit. Gideon's calling was born out of oppression, out of the attack. If there had not been a Midian or no mission for Gideon, there would never have been a Gideon. Sometimes the things that's fighting you is the very thing that forges you forward. Before every revival, there is going to be a resistance. There is a resistance for every harvest. And there is a hardship before every breaking through. And there is a battle. So there is something afterwards. Hang on. The fourth thing I want to bring to your attention is the hiding place. When the battle becomes pretty fierce and the attack in our lives, we begin to withdraw. We begin to isolate ourselves. We begin to hide. We begin to present ourselves, and we will come to functions in church, but we will have this persona of don't talk with me, don't come close to me. It's a protection mode. It's a hiding place, if you will. It's a place to where you surround yourselves, amen, away from people, but you're in the middle of people. And fear has gripped you, and you're uncertain of the unknown, and you have no idea of how to deal, amen, with the adversity that is in your life. But I got news for you, amen. Something is going to happen after, amen. It's in the hiding place where you begin to hear from God. Oh, it's the hiding. It's the place. Don't you stay there, because God is calling you out of there, and he's saying, get up. Oh, mighty man of valor. Amen. I got a plan in your life. Right. So I'm here to tell you the fourth thing, the fourth point is God knows your struggle. He knows where you are. And he knows everything about you. You need to get out of your hiding place. So some of us, church, can I just stay here for a moment?
Some of us sometimes enjoy that hiding place because we think we can work the work of God. Because it's a place of protection. It's a comfortable place. I can hide, but yet I can still grind, amen, and do some things for God. But all you're doing is spinning, amen, and not productive, and it's not a work of God, amen. And you haven't changed. Your attitude's the same. Your spirit's the same. Your sadness is the same. Fear is still there. Confusion is still there, amen. But I got news to you, amen. There is a word of God from heaven. Get ye out of there. Oh mighty man, I got a work for you to do. It's time to defeat your enemy once and for all. Amen. Because you So don't withdraw. Don't hide. Amen. Don't withdraw from people and from the church. I think somebody is about to do that or trying to do that right now. I come up against that in the name of Jesus Christ. There's a place. The place of fear is in that hiding place. But God is calling. God is calling you and calling some of you out of that hiding, out of that fear, out of that survival mode, amen, into a revival mode. Amen. I'm here to tell you, amen, time for revival. The battle is over. Amen. The harvest is here. Amen. The fight is won. Amen. Come on, somebody. The seed did not die in you, but there is a revival. So you need to come out of your survival mode and get into your revival mode. God has already defeated your enemy. You got to come out of that hiding place. Show up, amen, and start harvesting in the field. That's what God was calling Gideon to do. The Lord is with you. A mighty warrior of the sanctuary. The Midianites may come when you sow, but God comes when you cry. Israel cried out to God, and he sent a deliverer. And the awakening, amen, is coming to a place of your attack. Do not stop sowing. Do not stop believing. Do not stop fighting, because your harvest is on the other side of your attack. Let's stand, if you will. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, I exalt thee. I exalt thee. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. We got time right now for a little worship. Can you lift him up? Can you come out of your hiding place right now? Oh, hallelujah. Can you build an altar for him in your worship? Hallelujah. Sing it again. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I sense the enemy is running. Come on. There's revival in my home. There's revival in my church. I need to come out of the survival mode. I got to get into that revival mode right now. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God, we love you. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Revival is here. The harvest is here. Amen. The seed did not die. The promise did not die. Amen. Your calling did not die. Amen. It did not die. It does not matter what happened yesterday. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Build your faith right now. Come on. It's on the other side. It's here right now. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Ishata kaya rabashi to ramakaya. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, mighty God. Amen, amen, amen. In closing, before you are dismissed here today, let me go back. And I know it has been said here so many times, but God has promised this church through prophetic word. God has given you prophetic words. It's time for those to be fulfilled. I am not waiting any longer. Now, here's the thing about, there's some things of prophecy that's been spoken in the Bible that has not yet fulfilled. Those are future, those are way into the future where Jesus Christ is coming back for the church and so on and so forth. But there are some prophetic things that was spoken to you and to this church that has needed to be fulfilled. Has not yet been fulfilled. You think about that. And it's time for those things to be fulfilled. And it's all predicated on faith, on you believing it, and you being activated towards it. Until we do that, and I believe today is the day. Come out of the wine press of the hiding and activate the promise of God. Because Satan did not steal it away. Hallelujah. God bless you. In Jesus' name.